Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store at Lowe's.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
We used to call it, what petty hill would you die on? Like, not major, major, major issues, but like small, petty, superficial hills that you believe nobody else does and you are willing to die for your right and your opinion.
And that's what BuzzFeed has done. So, yeah, so this is the list that BuzzFeed has curated from the internet. People are sharing their pettiest hills to die on, and it's already a dumpster fire in the comments, it says. And it says, recently I asked the BuzzFeed community to share a small hill they are willing to die on. The results have convinced me that we are all driven by our own convictions, no matter how insignificant they may seem to one another. So one of them is, I refuse to pump my own gas. I don't care if people call me spoiled or an elitist. I won't subject myself to the smell, the germs on the handles, the possible compromise of the info on my credit card, or the danger of standing outside my car for an extended time. It's worth the extra money for me. Lucky Oregonians, by the law, they only have full service.
In I think New Jersey also.
New Jersey. All of my friends from New Jersey feel like that.
Really?
Yes. Maybe because I never use it. I didn't even know it was still a thing.
Had no idea.
Oh, yeah. In Jersey, I don't think you pump your gas anywhere.
Right.
They always do it for you.
Fascinating. Next, Mo, this one will hit hard.
Mm-hmm.
Nickelback is great. Yes, so, I said it, great. It's a great band.
Talk about it. They got smashes, whether y'all accept it or not.
Great.
Great.
Or just not as bad as people make them out to be.
I'm not saying they're the best band of all time, but you can give them great. They got some smashes. All right. I'm not doing this with y'all.
Look at this photograph. All right, if you choose to sit outside while eating/drinking, you do not get to complain when some insect ends up in your food or drink. You don't get another for free. Mm-hmm. I think that's actually fair. Yeah. Texting should only be used for short one sentence, maximum two messages of absolute necessity. Real phone conversations happen live, one-to-one, using voices.
I completely agree.
Real phone live conversations?
I
agree. I do not like getting 4 or 5 paragraphs of text messages. You could have just told me this when we talk later.
I'd rather do that all day long. I hate talking on the phone so much now.
I can't believe you think that.
I really do. I hate
being the introvert you are.
Yeah, probably because I don't like reading.
that thing you stand behind and put your notes on when giving a speech is called a lectern, not a podium. A podium is a raised dais. Thank you. Upon which a speaker stands. Mm. Then these two, back to back. Pineapple doesn't belong on pizza.
Fact.
Followed by the petty hill I'll die on is arguing over what pineapple on pizza is bleeping stupid. Just eat what you like. Who the hell cares?
Have you tried pineapple with jalapeno?
On pizza?
Uh-huh, together.
No.
Dude, it's a deadly combo, man. You got to at least try it once for me.
Really?
Yeah, it'll change your life.
All right, I'll try it.
A hot dog is a kind of taco, and you will never convince me otherwise.
We've been there.
Aaliyah will always be number one over Beyonce.
A lot of people feel that way.
Really?
A lot of people feel that way. Yeah, especially from millennials, for sure.
Bags of chips and popcorn should not be served during professional developments meetings. We are in a forced proximity where the audience is quiet to listen to the presenter and the snacks are so loud and annoying.
If Tommy were here, he would agree to that for sure.
Dogs belong on furniture and in beds. They spend their lives trying to make us happy. We can at least offer them comfort.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
Nope.
Mm-mm. They make doggy beds for a reason.
Right.
We have doggy beds, but they're also in the bed. They're also on the couch. I'm letting you know right now. Hey, I do my guest a solid. I have the lint roller that I will give you upon leaving my house. But if you sit on my couch, your ass is going to be covered in dog hair.
How many heartbeats do you have in your house every night, or in your bed every night?
Just Bart and I.
Oh, okay. I thought all the dogs were in
No,
there.
No. Willie, the big monster, the 120-pound one, used to sleep in the bed with us, but now he has a nice Tempur-Pedic bed that he likes to sleep on the floor.
Okay.
So all the dogs have their own space.
God bless America.
I know, right?
You look around the world, people are sleeping on the soil.
Everyone is just pretending to like steak.
I grew up
in a vegetarian home and started eating meat only in my late teens, and I swear I never ate a steak that was even remotely tasty. I tried many times in many different places, even in high-end restaurants, and they all taste like nothing and feel like a rubber sole.
Bugging. No way.
Because you grew up in the vegan house.
Yeah,
right?
Just say you don't like steak.
No, but to them, they're like, no, yeah, that's their petty hill they're going to die on. All right, people who correct grammar on the internet are often more annoying than those who make the mistakes.
For sure.
True.
Not often.
I knew that was going to be the one.
Not often. Always.
Y'all need to learn the difference between I'm bawling my eyes out and a baseball. You need to learn the difference between an aisle you walk down and an island. And you need to learn how to spell tonight. It drives me insane.
Wait,
thank you.
How do they spell tonight?
It's T-O-N-I-G-H-T is how you spell tonight.
But I like spelling it T-O-N-I-T-E.
That's wrong.
Well, I've never noticed you do that, and I think it's because we're friends. I must have blacked it out, but my mom does it, and oh, my God.
So there's
I wrote a couple down.
Oh, you did?
Because okay. I knew you were going to do this, all right? And this one is recent for me. Red Robin burgers are the top three burger in America.
Stop this.
Red Robin.
Have you had one?
No.
What?
I've never had one in my life.
They're pretty. I am more partial to the fries than I am the burger.
Hollis just introduced me to it, and I'm like, this is a mouth parade.
Really? Red Robin.
Red Robin.
They are delicious.
On the subject of burgers, too, Five Guys over In-N-Out all day, every day.
Well, Five Guys is my favorite burger in the world.
Yeah, mm-hmm. In-N-Out is overrated.
That's where I went yesterday.
Five Guys?
Because, you know, I had that stomach bug or whatever, and I hadn't been able to eat. I'm like, we're going to go back in. We're going to go back in hard. So I went yesterday to Five Guys. I didn't get a little fry. I got me a regular fry. And Jimmy and I polished that puppy off.
As you should have.
Another petty heel. Most people that drive selfishly or erratically have Florida license plates. You ever notice?
I'm not going to disagree.
You will. You'll start. All public bathroom stalls should be Florida ceiling.
Yes.
I like that one.
I like that.
That's a good one.
Movie musicals should have special edits. If you like musicals, you can see them in theater two. The other theater, you cut out the singing and you just have the talking parts of the musical.
Movie I like this. 6 minutes.
I used to edit out parts of songs I didn't like.
Really?
Yeah, and then I listened to my version.
Are you serious?
Yeah, really? You know what Britney Spears in Oops, I Did It Again, where she has that stupid talk break about throwing the diamond into the ocean? I hated it, so I took it out.
And there are very few stage DJs that actually really need to be there. I mean, you're doing all the work before you get on there, and a bunch of them are on stage doing nothing anyway for theater, and most of them suck at it.
Nowadays, gotcha. That's true.
All right, so the email is she's wondering if she is being an a-hole here because a friend needs some help while she's moving to a new city. Her friend could help her out. Now she's wondering, do I really want her in the house or not? Abby's got the email.
Hi, Bird Show. I'm a listener of the podcast from Chicago. I've been listening for years now, and I want to thank you guys for getting me through some tough times. Now, please help me. Here's the problem. My friend lives in Las Vegas, but wants to come home to Chicago and has been telling people she is going to stay with me for a few months until she, quote, gets on her feet. The issue is, I was never asked about this. Does she plan to just show up at my doorstep with her bags and her two kids? Am I supposed to just open my home randomly because I'm not even sure of when she plans to make the move? It could be tomorrow for all I know. She has always been one of those friends that always needs help, but burns bridges as well. Her children's dads have already stated that she cannot, under any circumstances, be allowed to move in with either of them. She's also not on speaking terms with her mother. So when she comes home, she really won't have anywhere to go. I'm a single woman that lives in a two-bedroom apartment with my three cats and the occasional overnight guest. Will I be the a-hole if I tell her she cannot stay with me and that she's going to have to figure it out? I don't want the children to suffer, but I also don't want to change my entire lifestyle for a few months. Any advice from you and your listeners would be amazing. Please help.
All right, so if this was you, and you hear this information from multiple friends, that this is what she's telling people. Now that you are privy to this information, do you just sit on it and wait for her to come to you? Or do you go ahead and be like, hey, some of our friends are saying this. Do Is that your plan? Did you plan on asking me if that was cool?
I think we're talking about two particular different kinds of friends. For instance, if you and I, Kristen,
yeah,
lived in different cities, mm-hmm, right? And you were coming to my city and you needed a place to crash.
With Jimmy.
With Jimmy also, right? A couple of months is a little long. I think if you assumed that you were going to stay with me and told friends that you were going to stay with me, because we're so close, it wouldn't offend me. I would assume that if you were coming to my city and you needed help, you would come to me. So if you told a couple of friends before you actually got it to me, that sounds very much like Kristen.
No, absolutely not.
I wouldn't be offended at all. I would know that you were going to hit me up at some point, and I would just assume you were staying with me. It wouldn't offend me at all.
I'm not going to assume anything. You got to hit me up and you got to ask me something like that. That's a big deal.
Like I'm saying,
I don't even like people like popping by my house unannounced.
I don't even want you to drive by.
Don't even look me up on Google Maps.
None of that.
Okay?
No,
none.
I would assume if somebody is, like you said, assuming that they're going to stay with me without asking me, that they're a really close friend of mine. Mm-hmm. But I also assume if you're a really close friend of mine, you would know that I ain't going to go for this.
Right?
So for me, you got to ask your friend. I mean, this would be a no-brainer for me. I would go immediately to my friend and be like, this is what I heard. What's really going on? And what do we need to do to get you out of this situation?
Yeah. And if I had a friend, this is like a best friend that was in a dire situation with the kids. Yeah, you can stay with me for a couple weeks. That's what friends do. A couple weeks, not a couple months.
Right.
Oh, I'm not asking the friend. I'm taking this time to divert, to create some kind of situation that's going to make it easy for me to not have to lie, but also keep them out of my apartment. Because I can tell that you feel like this person is waving their flag of entitlement of like, oh, of course, I'm just going to stay with her. I'm getting the sense that this person's a little difficult, maybe doesn't have a lot of other friends, and maybe you're a people pleaser type of person, and you really want to make, and you are maybe the only person that can typically handle this kind of person because you're such a people pleaser. So if I were you, I would start making plans for people to come stay with you for weekends and weeks so that when they eventually do have to come to you, because I'm assuming they're not just going to come to your doorstep, you can go, oh, you can't. Sorry, my mom's staying with me for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I've got about a handful of people that could just assume they were staying with me without asking me before telling a couple of other friends.
I'm letting you all know right now, don't assume that.
Ever.
You better be asking me.
You better be my parents, and even then.
The Bird Show.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the innie and any pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. I think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. Now playing only in theaters. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
There's a fire inside you can't ignore. Stand still, not a chance. You're a lifelong learner who's come this far. Now, we're here to help you keep going further. Capella University, what can't you do? Visit capella.edu to learn more.